Well now, welcome to worship this morning, everyone, to our intergenerational service. Have you all got your goodie bag? It only looks fairly thin this week, but we're going to have some fun anyway. I'm pretty sure about that. So, let's stand up as we sing, "What a Mighty God We Serve." We've got a bit of a problem. I've lost my words. I don't know where my words are. I hope I haven't left them at home. Oh, heck, what am I going to do? You're all expecting me to do something, dance? Maybe not. Oh, dear. I'm going to have to phone a friend. This is awful. This is so embarrassing. Just excuse me. Just phone my friend and see if she can help me. Hope she's got it on. Please pick up, please pick up, please pick up, please pick up.
Hello?
Hi, Glenda. Glenda, it's Janet. I'm at church. And I've lost my words. I don't know what I've done with them. Well, I can't find them. I might have left them at home and it's too far to go back.
Oh, you must know where they are.
I don't have a clue. It's just awful. It's awful. I don't know what I'm going to do. I've got all these people sitting here in church and expecting me to do something. And I don't know whether I should do a dance or sing a song or anything. But I just have no idea what I'm supposed to do. I just can't do it.
Listen. Just listen.
Okay.
You listening?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to tell you three things. You ready?
Yep.
Number one, calm the farm down.
Calm the farm. Okay.
Calm the farm. Okay.
All right. Once
okay. You're calm and you're not talking anymore, you'll be able to listen and you'll be able to hear and get the point. Got it? Calm.
Yes.
Calm.
Okay.
Okay. Second point. If we can't solve this, you're a capable woman and you'll be fine.
Oh, I don't know. Do you really think so?
I do. I think so.
You think we can work it out?
Well, we'll see. We'll give it a go. Third point. Where did you last have it?
Had it at home.
Did you bring it home? Did you bring it back here from home?
I did, because I had it before church, because I gave Kelly the reading that she was going to do, and it was attached to the back. So I must have it here somewhere. Must be at church.
Okay. Oh, that's so weird. What happened after you saw Kelly?
Well, normally I have it up here, you see, but I don't today, so I must have got distracted by something. That would not be like me at all, would it, to be distracted, no?
So what distracted you?
Maybe the craft store.
Did they distract you?
The craft store, yeah, because people were buying stuff at the craft store.
Okay. Do you want to check?
I'll just run up and check. Right, I think it's at the craft store. Are my notes there, Kelly? Kelly says she's found my notes. Oh, thank you, Glenda. Thank you for helping me to find my notes. Now we can go on with the service.
Are you okay now?
I'm a lot calmer, thank you, since you told me to calm the farm. I really like that.
Okay.
And I think that your confidence in my capabilities helped me as well. But finding my notes, that was just so important. And thank you for helping me find them.
Okay.
So have a good morning, and we'll see you later.
Please don't ring me again in church.
All right. Okay. Turn your phone off. I'm just so pleased you had it on.
Okay. Oh, bye.
Bye. Well, thank goodness I had a friend who had her phone on during church and I could tell what we were going to do. Oh, boy. So today I wanted to talk to you about prayer. That's what I wanted to talk to you about. And that conversation that I just had with Glenda, or that in fact Glenda had with me, was a bit like prayer. Because God's the sort of friend who's never got his phone switched off. God's the sort of friend who you can phone in a panic anytime, even in the middle of the night, or even in the middle of church, whew, and say, help, and God will always help you. But something important that Glenda said, that she reminded me of when I was having that little panic attack, was that I had to calm down and listen. Because you can tell God all your problems, but unless you listen to his answers, it's only a one-way conversation, and that's never going to work out real well, is it? So, talking is good, but listening is just as important. Let's move on now that I've got my script. And we'll talk to God now about times when we haven't done the right thing and we need to ask God to forgive us. So let us affirm our trust in God's mercy and confess that we need forgiveness. So let's pray together. Lord God, you created this world and made us in your own image.
Forgive us when we turn away from you.
Lord God, through your Son you overcame evil and death.
Rescue us from slavery to sin.
Lord God, by your Holy Spirit you restore us to fellowship with you and with one another.
Breathe your love and freedom into our lives.
May Almighty God have mercy on you, forgive you your sins, and keep you in life eternal.
Amen.
Now for our next song, this is one that I've got to tell you something. This is a bit of name dropping here. Many of you might remember the Aboriginal singer called Jimmy Little, who made this song famous some years ago, before a lot of you were born, but never mind. Jimmy Little, one time when I was working at QUT in Brisbane, we were at a graduation ceremony, and Jimmy Little was being awarded an honorary doctorate for his service to the music industry. And So he was there on stage, and I was there on stage as part of the staff. And as he was presented his award, he sat down with his guitar and he played this song. And he invited everyone to sing along with him. So I can say that I have sung, and all of you know how good a singer I am, right? I have sung at the concert hall in Brisbane with Jimmy Little, and this is the song. So now I'd like you all to stand up and sing this song about the telephone to God.
Telephone to glory, oh what joy divine. I can feel the current moving on the line. Made by God the Father for his very own. You may talk to Jesus on this royal telephone. Central's never busy, always on the line. You can hear from heaven almost any time. 'Tis a royal service built for one and all. When you get in trouble, give this royal line a call. Telephone to glory, oh what joy divine. I can feel the current moving on the line. Made by God the Father for his very own. You may talk to Jesus on this royal telephone. There will be no charges, telephone is free. It is built for service, just for you and me. There will be no waiting on this royal line. Telephone to glory always answers just in time. Telephone to glory, oh what joy divine. I can feel the current moving on the line. Made by God the Father for his very own. You may talk to Jesus on this royal telephone. Jesus on this royal telephone.
Wow, please sit down. Imagine having a hotline to God in your pocket. Just like you carry your mobile phone so close, imagine if God's at the other end of the line. Well, the good news is, he is. Kelly's going to read to us from Scripture now.
The reading comes from Luke 18. Starting at verse 1. And Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with a plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
So that was about a guy who gave in to someone's perpetually saying, can you do this for me? Please do this for me. Please do this for me. Please do this for me. Hands up if you've got kids like that. Yes. Okay. Hands up if your kids are like that.
And grandchildren.
Grandchildren are exceptional at it. Yes? Well, Jesus told that story to remind people, not that God was mean and wouldn't do it unless you asked him a lot, but that we should always keep going back to God, pray all the time about anything. God is willing to listen to us all the time. He's far more willing to listen to us than we are to ask. So we need to keep on asking. Ask and keep on asking. Ask and keep on asking. Bringing our prayers to God. Andrew's got another part of the Bible reading for us now too.
The second half of the Bible reading has got a title, The Parable of the Pharisee and the Tax Collector. To some who were confident about their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, have the right attitude. Oh, I wonder if you can read that. Yes, you can. Good. I wanted to talk to you today a bit about different sorts of prayer. We can come to God, we can talk to God pretty much all day, have a conversation with him that's ongoing. Don't forget to leave time to listen, like I learned at the very beginning of the service. But we can pray, we can, and I, you know, everybody knows how much I like using my hand because I carry them with me all the time and I can remember these things. So in your bags today, you'll find a hand, but you don't have to open it just yet. So, there's five fingers and five sorts of prayer that we're talking about. We can praise God. We've done that. We sang that wonderful song at the beginning. What a mighty God we serve. We can give God thanks for all the marvellous things that he does for us. Can you think of something? What's one marvellous thing that God's given you? Put your hand up if you've got an answer. Quick, quick, quick. Life. Your grandchildren. Chocolate cake. Oh, there's... Yeah, Jesse. Raspberries is a good one. Oh, there's lots of things to give thanks for. Sorry? Curing you of brain cancer. That's something to really give thanks for. So we can give thanks to God for all sorts of things as well as give praise to God. We can intercede. We can give prayers of intercession. We can ask for things for other people, to stand up beside someone who's sick and ask God to bless them and heal them. We can have a prayer of confession. We can say, God, we're sorry for the bad things we've done. We just did that earlier in the service. And Steve was able to pronounce forgiveness on God's behalf over us for saying sorry. And if we're really sincerely sorry and turn around and don't do those things anymore, then God forgives us. And we can bring our petitions to God. So we can pray for stuff. Like the lady did in that story that Kelly read. She prayed, she asked the judge, she asked and asked and asked the judge if he would give her a verdict on the case that he had before her. And eventually he did. God is so much more willing to listen to our prayers. And there's five different sorts. Now, I've got another set of five because you've got another hand, so take out your other hand now. Everybody got a hand? Yeah, good. Hi. Okay, so when you look at your hand, no, not the hand out of your bag, the hand in your hand. The hand at the end of your arm. Now, give it a shake. Let's see, give it a shake. Okay, that's it, good. All right. So, if you have a look at it, here's five different sorts of people that you can pray for. You can pray for your friends and your family, the people closest to you. Unless you turn your hand around that way, in which case they're the furthest away, but it really hurts my shoulder, so I'll turn it this way. My friends and family closest to me. The second finger is often called the pointer. Right? It's the people who you can pray for, people who point the way, for leaders and teachers. The third finger is the biggest one. Is it the biggest one on your hand? Yep. Biggest one on your hand?
Yep.
Great. Okay, so that's for the figures of authority, people in government, the rulers. Now, here's a little known fact. The next finger, which is your ring finger, is also your weakest finger. And that's the one that they say you should always put your eye makeup on with because you get a delicate touch. Did all you girls know that? Delicate touch around your eyes with the ring finger because it's you don't have a lot of strength. So don't use that one to push too many buttons. Okay, so with this ring finger, which is your weakest finger, can remind you to pray for the weak or the sick people, people who need strength. And the final finger, the last one, the little one at the end, pray for yourself. Don't forget to pray for yourself. God loves you. God loves you heaps, more than this even. So pray for yourself as well. Now I want you to take the hand out of your bag. Take the hand out of your bag and the pen. Looks like Norm's already working ahead of me. Take the hand out of your bag. Now, this is not an exam, so I'm not going to make you remember what all of those things are, although that'd be a good trick. Wonder if you can. What I'm going to do is put that slide up. So I want you on one side of your hand, I've got a little one, on one side of your hand, write those people to pray for. So on the thumb, write family and friends. You have to write small. You've got a big hand, so that's easier. If you've got a big hand, that's much easier. If you've got a pen that doesn't work, you might need to talk to a friend, phone a friend. No, don't phone them unless you've turned your phone off. On the next one, that's the people who point the way, the teachers. The next one, which on mine doesn't look like the biggest finger, but it is really, I'm sure, is for people in government or the rulers. The next one, which is the weakest one, is praying for the sick or people who need strengthening. And the little pinky is pray for yourself. Now, when you finish doing all of that, you should look in your bag and see if you can find a little sticker. There should be a sticker in there. The sticker says, what does the sticker say, Hannah?
Amen.
The sticker says, Amen. An Amen is a sticker that you can peel off and stick onto the palm, not onto your actual physical palm, but onto the palm of your cardboard hand that you had out of your bag. You can stick it onto your hand if you want to, but it makes more sense if you stick the Amen there. Now, what the Amen does, it doesn't just show that you've got to the end of the prayer and we're going to go on to the next thing. What it actually says, you've got to have a bit of skill there, Wayne, to be able to peel those off. You might need to ask a child. Yeah. Ask a child. They're pretty good on stickers. So the Amen also tells us, really, makes sure that this prayer comes from us as well. So the prayer brings all, the word Amen brings all of the prayers together that people have said. And Amen says to God, and I agree with those. I'll give you those prayers as my prayers as well. So how did you go with that? Did you manage to do that? Peel that. I've managed to peel mine. Stick it on. Does it look beautiful? Hold up your hands. Woohoo! Great. Now you can take that home and that will remind you about praying to God all the time. all the time. So let's now stand, put your pens and that back in your bag. You can keep the hand out if you want to, but don't forget to take it home. I don't want to have to collect these bags and find all these prayer hands in the bags when I tidy up the church later. So let's stand up and share a statement of belief. Share what we believe. We believe in one God who made and loves all that is. We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was born, lived, died, and rose again, and is coming to call all to account. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who calls, equips, and sends out God's people, and brings all things to their true end. This is our faith, the faith of the Church. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, so please sit down. What you're going to need for this next part of the service is the piece of paper that's in your bag, the pen that's in your bag, and two or three friends. So find a friend or two, go and sit with them, because what you're going to do now is use the prayer hand that you have made, use your prayer hand that you've made to write a little prayer to God from your group on the piece of paper. So you need to go and find a friend. There's some friends there. You could go and sit with them. Yeah, good. Okay, I'm just to remind you, what you're going to do is write a short prayer on your piece of paper. Short prayer from your group on the piece of paper. As we enter our time of prayer, which will come up shortly, each group will get the chance to read their prayer. All right, so, and then at the end, we'll all say Amen, and the prayers will come from all of us. Okay, how are we going? Are we right? Has every group got something to say? Glenda, would you come forward and lead us into this next part?
So let's pray. Father, we just thank you for the gift of prayer. We thank you for the royal telephone, for the line that is always answered no matter how many of us pray. Father, we pray now that you listen to the prayers of your people.
Lord, we praise your name. Thank you for your blessings. We pray for rain to fall on those who are in drought. We pray that the leaders of our nation make wise choices. Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we just give thanks for the wonderful work that teachers give, especially to their students, and we just ask at this time that you give them wisdom and patience, particularly as we're heading towards the end of the year, and we just ask that the students might just in return bless their teachers as well. We also just ask for your prayer. We pray for the people who were involved in the accident on Nippon Way this morning, and we just ask that anyone that was hurt, that you might just heal them and you might just give them a sense of peace, especially given how stressful it is. And also too, we just pray that you bless the Living Water Service this afternoon, and we just ask that you just give people a sense of peace and your message that you have for them. We just ask this in your name.
Lord of love and life, we pray for unity and diversity and respect for the many expressions of the Christian faith, both here and around the world, and that above all, that love will reign. Father, we give you thanks and praise for the children in our midst. We pray you draw them into a close relationship with you. We are sorry for wanting to do things our way instead of your way. We pray you bless our children with the gift of your Holy Spirit. Amen.
This is Jesse's prayer. His prayer was, we say, for our family, our friends, and our food, we say thank you.
Heavenly Father, we praise you for your faithfulness. We thank you for the rain recently. We pray for peace over our sister Joy. We pray for forgiveness for taking you for granted. And we ask that you continue to provide for us in Jesus' name.
Give thanks, Lord, for the emergency workers, especially the fireys who work so hard to save homes and people, and those who supported them with food and other goods. Amen.
Thank you, God, for our clothes, for good schools and teachers, and plenty of food to eat. And we pray for those who are less fortunate, who don't have clothes to wear, food to eat, nor the opportunity to learn.
God, for the beautiful day today after the rain. God, we pray for all the churches here on the sunny coast.
Father, we lift up the persecuted church, our brothers and sisters overseas that are being persecuted for your name. Jesus, help them.
Father, we pray for the cessation of the drought, that the rain we've had on the coast will move inland to the west. Pray for the sick in the village where we live. Pray, Lord, for your grace and mercy to be over all of them and your healing power. Amen.
And strength. We pray that the country's leaders, both local and international, will make the most wise decisions. We hope that we can be a blessing also to those in need. Thank you. Amen. Dear Father, we pray for your guidance for our church and for the world. We confess our lack of faith in your promises, and we intercede for the sick and needy. We thank you for the lovely rain and praise your holy name. Amen.
Father, we praise you for the recent rains, but at the same time, we pray for encouragement for our farmers and their families as they continue to struggle. We thank you for providing us with a safe place to live, and that you will guide governments, local, state and federal, into making decisions that help all of your children live better, safer lives. Thanks for blessing us with your presence every day. We pray that we are more like the humble tax collector than the Pharisee in our daily, day-to-day work, life and presence in your sight. Amen.
Dear God, we pray to you for the peace of your wonderful but hurting world. We pray by your grace that this world will be filled with your peace and compassion.
Yes, Lord, I pray for my daughters and aunts and keep them safe and healthy in your wisdom. I pray for Christ's healing to government and true democracy. Pray for Phyllis's safe journey for her sons back to Sydney. Oh Lord, I pray for that upcoming tax return. Just hopefully we're going to get through that one. Pray for Dorothy's son in the army. Guess what he wants for his birthday? And particularly about the rest of the church, about this wretched gay marriage and everything. I just pray that your scripture and creation will grow. In Jesus' name.
Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread.
Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us.
Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen. So let's stand for the greeting of peace.
And so the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We are the body of Christ.
His Spirit is with us.
And the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
So let's share the
peace. As we sing our offertory song, Jesus, take me as I am, we're reminded that Jesus loves us just like we are. We should come to him. We shouldn't wait until we're perfect, because we'd be waiting a while. I know I would be anyway. So let's sing together, Jesus, take me as I am.
Yeah. As I am, I can come no other way. Take me deeper into you. Make my flesh life melt away. Make me like a precious stone. So clear and finally home. Life of Jesus shining through, giving glory back to you. Life melt away. Make me like a precious stone, crystal clear and finally home. Life of Jesus shining through, giving glory back to you. Make me like a precious stone, crystal clear and finally whole. Life of Jesus shining through, giving glory back to you.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have these gifts to share. Accept and use our offerings for your glory and for the service of your kingdom.
Amen.
And so the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Gracious God, we thank you for these gifts of bread and wine and pray that we can receive them in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit according to our Saviour's word, in remembrance of his suffering and death, may share his body and blood. On the night before he died, Jesus took bread, and when he had given you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, and again giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." May we who share these gifts be renewed by your Holy Spirit and united in the body of your Son. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. For we who are many are one body.
For we all share one bread.
Draw near with faith to feed on Christ in your hearts with thanksgiving.
Amen.
And this morning, Barry and Dee are going to be our prayer ministers, and they'll pray for you in the prayer call.
Be with us all in all. Amen.
our last one, Pray Now, It's a Lost Art, and I think you might know the tune. And you can have a dance to this one.
Somebody once told me the Lord is not your roadie. You ain't the star, so do it yourself. I said, look, it's kinda dumb. If there's things that I need done, it's a shame not to call on the Lord's help. Well, my prayers start coming and they don't stop coming. I read through the rules and I think I found something. Didn't make sense not to get more done. I pray real hard cause I have a heavenly son. Show what to do so now I can see. So what's wrong with praying and asking? You better go into Luke, bro. 11:9 if you don't know. Pray now, it's a lost start. Get your day underway. Pray now, get a jump start. Get a move on, get faith. God is listening, you know. Only you can start praying the war. It's a cool case, so your praying gets bolder. You look it up, Luke 18, you let's go. The one that meanest the man met the widow. Judge was you know if you have the right scripture. But I can see his face, he's getting pretty thin. The woman gets annoyed, so her might as well give in. The world's like diet, how about the Lord? God already likes you and you'll never get ignored. Pray now, it's a lost start. Get your day underway. Pray now for a chapter. Let me show you in James. And God is listening, you know. Only you can start.
Peace, to love and serve the Lord.
And have the cross.
Amen.